My name's Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's Monday the 13th of July 2009 and it's 2:18 in the morning. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
My name's Robin Matthews. My birthday is the 23rd of the 12th 1985 and I'm in Rothley in near Leicester in the minute.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Yeah, pretty excited. Been a bit nervous, but yeah, no, should be good. Stayed awake.
How did you hear about the project?
I heard about it through one of my friends. I was away in France trying to ski, but I couldn't. And they were talking, saying they were going on it. And when I got home, I looked and saw you could still apply, and I applied for it. I'm familiar with Gormley's work, and I just thought it'd be a good laugh to go on it, just be part of it.
What inspired you to apply?
I don't really. I'm used to it as well. I wrote my whole dissertation on Gormley and the work he's done on Crosby Beach. That's where I grew up when I was a little kid. And I love it, what he's done down there. I thought it was good the way it caused quite a lot of controversy with people moaning about it. But I think it looks amazing. And I just thought being part of his work and going down in art history would be quite cool.
What happened when you heard he got a place?
I was pretty excited when I saw free and then realised it was 3 a.m. in the morning. But I didn't want to give up my place, so I thought I may as well go for it. But it's been quite weird trying to think up ideas what to do, like talking to people and that, and then you tell them you're at 3 in the morning, which I think is a bit of a bummer, but I just wanted to be part of it, so I think just give it a go.
How does it feel to be part of an Anthony Gormley project?
I don't know, it feels a bit surreal, I think. I think afterwards it'll be a bit, I don't know, it'll feel like a bit of weight's off your shoulders, but I just think it'll be a good laugh. I just think being part of something with an artist who's especially so thought of highly as Anthony Gormley, I think it'd be pretty cool. Hopefully one day I can be as big as him.
What does the project mean to you?
Just being part of it. Like, everyone's name will be listed somewhere like this, and people can look back and see who was on it, see what people did. And just have a name on a list, I think, is pretty cool.
What will you be doing on the fourth plinth?
I'm going to take a series of photographs viewing the 360 degree viewpoints from around the plinth. More about looking out than looking in, so it's not really to do with me, it's about what I'm producing. But I think there's only sort of 2,400, now one, because of the guy that got on before, that'll ever sort of see Trafalgar Square from this one vantage point. And I think I'd like to offer it everyone else, especially at 3 in the morning, to see what it looks like and how sort of serene it can look, I think.
So what will you do with the photos that you take?
I've just seen in there that you can sort of send them off and they're going to hopefully be put in a book and stuff like that. But I've also got friends coming down who are taking photos of me, so I think it'd be nice afterwards to sort of try and, I don't know, get my photos out there or something like that as well and just show people. That's what I want to do. I want to sort of give people the... show people the experience I had and the views that I've had from out there. Yeah.
Will you use the plinth to promote your work?
Really, like I was talking earlier, I don't really do photography. I'm more of an illustrator, but I thought at the time that I'm on, I've done photography before, and I thought it'd be an ideal way for people to sort of see, because it's about the truth, what's around you. So rather than draw it, actually take a photo is the nearest thing you can get to the truth. Or rather than record it, which is live on the internet and stuff, but that's of me, and I want to do it of what's out there. Not of what people, not of people's reactions, but of the what's going on around me, I think, of the stationary items and what's moving, like all the traffic and stuff around, even at 3 in the morning.
Did you have any other ideas about what you might do up there?
A couple, but I think a couple of people have already like done them and stuff. Like, if they'd have got one during the day, I was thinking, when I was in Venice a couple of years ago, when I went through St Mark's Square, I think it is, there's loads of pigeons and I really wanted to dress up as a giant pigeon and leg it through there. I thought it would have been ideal to do it here. But the amount of ideas people come up with, there's 2,400 people, I think there's going to be a lot of ones that are always the same. But everyone's is going to be different, even if you do the same, because of the whole different environment that will be created by the day, the weather, the time. And I had a couple of ideas. But...
And why did you finally go with the idea you've finished with?
I think just because of the time, really. Just because 3 in the morning. Anything else I would have done. I think I would have liked to have done something more. If it was during the day, I would have done something more that was raising awareness of something else or that had caused more publicity or something like that for myself. or people will be a bit more, I don't know, not shocked by, but quite enjoy more for the audience. But at 3 a.m, I know there's not going to be much of an audience, so may as well do something that will later on can be shown to a wider audience.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
Don't know really. I think I'm just sort of doing it for myself. But as I say, that I'm just gonna, hopefully my photos, people will be able to see them in other places, books, newspapers, on the websites and stuff like that. So, yeah, for other people.
Have you got any hopes about what will happen when you're on the plinth?
I hope it doesn't rain. But I hope people chat to you as well. Like, even though it's the morning, I hope people are about and they can have a chat with you, because otherwise I'm just taking photos and I'm not going to be doing much else. So, yeah, I just hope I take it in. Like the woman just said then, who's just been on, she says it goes quite quickly. So I just want to be up there and sort of take it all in. I come to London quite often. I think it's quite an honour to be part of this, but also to just stand around and take London in for an hour, especially at 3 a.m. If you're in London at 3 a.m, you're usually hammered and off your face and struggling to find a taxi, so being here I think it's quite unique. And standing on a plinth 8 metres high.
Have you got any fears about going up on the plinth?
Not really, I've not really thought about it, but I'm scared of heights. And I don't think it's that high though, so I think I'll be alright. I'm not too bad of heights, I've got better with them anyway. So I should be alright. I just don't want it to rain or anything, so I can't bother to take a brolet with me.
Do you have any other expectations about what it will be like to be up there?
I don't know. I don't think so really, because I've been watching people on the internet while I've been on it, like live, and watching what they're doing and stuff. And I think for other people to watch and see what I'm doing, it'll look quite boring because I'm just taking photos. But I don't know. No, I just think it'd be nice to sort of be up there and just be part of it. That's all I want to do really.
Have you been following the project?
Yeah. No, I've been looking at it online whenever I go on the internet and stuff every day and check my emails. I go on it and check what people are doing. I've been trying to see what people do as well at night time and stuff, but a lot of people, it's not really changing what they do, I don't think so. That's quite cool. I wish I'd have done something more that would have raised awareness with something else. But as I say, it's just doing it at 3 a.m, I think, put me off a bit, and I should have been more pushed myself, I think.
What stood out from the other participants that you've seen?
I quite like the one that was on the first day, the one the woman did, where she attached the stuff to do with charities and the names on their balloons and then let them off. I thought that was quite poignant. I quite like that. And just other things. I think people that sort of been a bit wacky and been a bit out there, I think that pleases the crowd and stuff. And reading what people put in the newspapers, like the art reviews and stuff, quite a lot of people are sort of, I don't know if I can say slagging it off. Well, I've just said it. Yeah, I don't know if they like, but they're not part of it, and they've not been on it, and so I don't see what they can sort of say unless you've been on it and experienced it. So.
You said before that you'd written a dissertation on Anthony Gormley.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about your interest in him and art?
Yeah, well, it's to do with when I was producing my work. I was doing looking at art in my final year of university, looking at artwork that dealt with site-specific work and land art, and looking at how sort of the environment, and when people walk in it, how they deal with the artwork just due to the environment that it's in. So when you go in an art gallery, there's white walls, and you don't think you can touch anything unless you're told to, and stuff like that. And I did a whole thing. It was looking at Richard Serra and Anthony Gormley and how their work sort of differs. And just looking at that. And it's just about site-specific art and public art. And I just like how Anthony Gormley sort of approaches it, and he just doesn't, all the boundaries, he just sort of smashes boundaries down, and even if people try and get in his way, he's always got a good answer come out of it. I like that about him. I like the way he just goes for it.
What is it that you do now?
I'm producing, I'm practicing artist at the minute, part of a art group called Vanilla Galleries, and as well I work down my local pub behind the bar there just to give me some money now, but I'm looking for a job within like the design industry as well now, and just hopefully carry on producing art and playing footy as well a lot.
We're trying to build a picture of the people that are involved in the project. Would you mind telling us some of the things that are important to you?
Family's important, I bet everyone says that. I love playing football. I love my home city, Liverpool, and I just like being healthy, like all my friends, all my mates I get on with, and that's what makes your life, having a sort of friendship and family base around you. I'd hate to be lonely, and I just think that's quite cool having all them around you. Like, got a couple of mates coming tonight and that, so yeah, no, I think that's what I like, just having having friends and making life fun, really. You've only got one, so best have a go at it.
Have you got people watching online?
Yeah, I think so. Like, a couple of the lads from the gallery that I'm part of, like Vanilla Galleries, I think they're watching online. And then my brother's probably watching at home, but I think it's a bit past mum and dad's bedtime, so, and like a couple of the friends. But I just found out, like, you can watch your hour afterwards, so people will watch what I did tomorrow and stuff like that. So, but as I say, the photos, people will just look at them anyway, hopefully.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Usually pretty leery, but quite calm now. Everyone says I'm usually quite energetic whenever I'm about and whenever we go out and I'm around. I make people laugh, but and I never usually shut up, so yeah.
If you had to summarise your experience since applying and now, before you're about to go on, what would you say?
Not traumatic, but nowhere near traumatic, but just trying to work out what you do, because you didn't know what time you're going to be on. I think that when I applied, I just didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, I didn't think 24 hours in a day, I'll have to do it well early in the morning. I was just literally thinking, oh, I'll get one during the day. And when you got one, I think then, and sitting down with loads of people, like like-minded people like myself, and even different people, and talking to them and seeing what you're going to, like asking them what you think you should do, or them giving you ideas, that's quite cool. Like, all that, it brings up a whole new conversation when you sit around every year, I think, and it got everyone quite involved. But yeah, I don't know, I feel I'm being quite boring what I'm doing, but oh well.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add before we finish the interview?
Don't think so. That's about it.